Proclamation number 6968, dated the November 14th, 1957. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Single quote. Only that which helps your soul to attain full maturity can be beneficial for you. If only you always strove towards that which is useful for your soul, then I would also take appropriate care of your body. For I gave you the assurance that I will look after you like the birds in the sky and the flowers in the field. You would truly not need to worry about tomorrow if you considered your soul's salvation paramount, if you sincerely sought me and my kingdom. But you humans have forgotten what is most important. Your thoughts are fully and completely occupied with the world, with your body's well-being, and thus you are burdened by worries and problems. You let yourselves ever more increasingly be diverted from your actual task on earth. You pay constantly more attention to the world and only create and work for your transient part and don't consider your soul. For you don't believe my words that I will add everything unto you if you first seek my kingdom and its righteousness. You don't take these words seriously and therefore don't test their truthfulness either. But I have only given you earthly life so that your soul should mature. For the body will perish, but the soul will exist forever. And the soul should, not being entirely capable of living, attain life on earth. This awakening into life should be brought about by you. That is the purpose of your existence as a human being, and in order that you will be able to accomplish your purpose, you will be supported by me in every way. Excessive worry about your body should not hinder the work of improving your soul. For this reason I take care of the former as long as you regard your actual task as more important. As soon as you seek my kingdom and its righteousness, then you will truly not lack anything. You will be taken care of both physically and spiritually. For I look after your body as well as after your soul, and I will provide abundantly, because I love you and want to win your love as well. However, people remain permanently burdened because they don't give credence to my words nor do they try to procure the evidence of the truth. On the contrary, they completely ignore the soul's life because they neither strive to reach me and my kingdom nor want to help their souls to attain a more bearable state. For they have no faith in me. Therefore they often have to endure severe suffering. They must go through physical hardship because they don't believe in my promise and faithfully wait for my help. Because the well-being of their soul is not their priority and therefore they won't let me myself as a father take care of his children. A little more faith in my word could manage to achieve a considerable change in people's spiritual state. For as soon as people seriously strive towards me and my kingdom, they would also keep my easy commandments of love. They would treat their neighbor with love and thus live completely righteously and remain within the divine order. In that case they would already have taken possession of my kingdom and accepted me, because love would drive them to me. I would be able to provide them with everything they need for body and soul, for both physical as well as spiritual possessions could be given to them, as I have promised. Nevertheless, no one will be forced to believe, but the word of the gospel will be recited to everyone. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Single quote. And every person can spend serious thoughts on this word. He can make his earthly life easier for himself if he trusts in me and my word. First I expect his dedication to me, which I will then reward him by taking care of his earthly worries, since he will now be a true aspirant for my kingdom. But as long as the human being regards his physical well-being of greater importance than his psychological development, he will barely find time to consider his soul, for the body's demands will increase and discard every silent admonition on part of the soul. And the soul will go short and be badly withered at the end of its life on this earth. For it was unable to gather riches, since the body took precedence. But regardless of what earthly wealth a person has attained and acquired, he must leave it all behind when the hour of death arrives. The soul, however, will enter the kingdom of the beyond in a bare and deprived state, because the human being had neglected to do in his earthly life what is most important, to seek the kingdom of God in his righteousness. Amen.